I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more for ever. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. And Saul said, There shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath wrought salvation in Israel. And the people said unto Saul, Shall Jonathan die who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid. As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. He did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Saviour. Thou savest me from violence. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed for evermore. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Hear ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place. Thou, and the ark of thy strength, let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before him. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. That I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice. And Israel shall be glad. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation, help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Song or psalm for the sons of Korah, to the chief musician upon Mehelith, Leonoth, Maskel of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. Because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength, therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and shalt set it with strange slips. In the day shall... And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayst be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, In an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be for ever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be for ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Thus saith the Lord, Keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills, and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head of the house of the wicked, by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Selah. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just in having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass. And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the son ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. It known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earth, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. O, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called him thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle